There you go, that's the Animators featuring the Hypnotic Brass Ensemble. And a great example of Irish hip-hop. And if you like that kind of thing, you want to stick around until 9 o'clock because Red the Future, a rapper from Tramore in County Waterford, is going to be here with me in studio and he's even going to be performing something live as well. So that should be a bit of a treat. Right, coming up, I am going to be doing the Coronas competition. Don't worry, that's going to be announcing the winner of that in a couple of minutes. But before that, I want to play you something. Something that's been going around in my head for a little while. It's a question that I don't really have an answer to, but I've attempted it anyway. Basically, what is it about Irish music? I've been doing this show now for a good few years, and I'm still blown away by the amount, the quality and the breadth of the Irish music that is released each and every week. I mean, I play 2 hours of it each and every week here for you folks, but I listen to so much more. As a small country, we have absolutely no right to produce this amount of music. Never mind, actually, we've also produced some of the biggest musical acts in the world. So, why do we have a need to make so much music? Just what is it about the Irish?
Probably just because our parents sing.
I remember walking down the street in Kathmandu and hearing Celebrate come out of a bar window.
Go away.
Irish people are very good at communicating with one another and very good at using language.
How is it that a country as small as Ireland has consistently produced musicians, bands and songwriters who have both a national and global impact? One man who knows a thing or two about Ireland and music is Jerry Fish, having been at the forefront of the scene for over 25 years. I asked Jerry, just what is it about Irish music?
You know, I've been asked this obviously before, and it's like I did read about like kings, the kings of Ireland, that it wasn't a birthright to be a king. You had to be the witchiest person.
Right.
You know, no one could be witchier than the king. If you could outwit the king, then you were the king. So I think we're just show off. You know, we're great at kind of coming up with another line to better that line, and I think we're very creative. You know, we're in touch with that culture. You know, we didn't have the Romans. You know, we had another culture. So I think we're kind of, you know, we are very creative people. And not just in music, so many art forms, you know. So I think that's it. Maybe show-offs, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, when you talk about travelling, I remember walking down the street in Kathmandu and hearing Celebrate come out of a bar window.
Go away.
That was kind of travel memory.
Dermot Barrett was the frontman of the now defunct 10-Speed Racer, alongside two of his brothers, but is better known today as a solo artist. He released the excellent album Dawn's Era's Tides in 2016, which was mostly written in Norway, where he currently lives with his wife and family. During a recent trip home, I caught up with Dermot in the pub, and how Irish is that, and asked him why he thought music had special importance in Irish culture.
I know this might sound a bit stupid, but I think it's probably just because our parents sing. You know, our family were not particularly musical, but my mother sang all the time in our house. She was either singing or humming. And so it goes in and it goes in and it goes in. And I don't see that in Norway. People don't sing. They don't have the joy, or they don't feel capable. Sure, we'll just go and sing. But you come into a pub, even tonight, someone could start singing, and then by the end of it, there'll be 8 people singing, 10 people singing. Because we've grown up with that it's so normal and natural to sing. And then, of course, some people just want to explore it more and go into it more. So, and I think it really comes down simply to that people go into the supermarket, you'll see ladies walking around or blokes coming strolling in, and they're singing and they're humming, and so it's always there, and that's inherent in us. It's so natural for us all to have that subconsciously on the go all the time. It's great.
One day some rats made a puppet on a string, and the puppet made a monster to ease control of everything.
Mark Mark Graham is a member of King Kong Company, one of Ireland's hottest live acts today. A genuine dance band, they blend reggae, rock and techno beats along with socially aware lyrics to bring something new to the table. Mark thinks there's three things that drive Irish music.
The crowds at gigs, it's something that... Do you ever go to a gig and you hear a band saying Irish crowds are amazing and you think they're plaw-mossing, but... Having played some gigs abroad, I think there's something in Irish crowds. This friend of mine moved to New Zealand, loves our music, and she loves going to gigs, but she doesn't enjoy going to gigs in New Zealand as much as she used to enjoy going to gigs in Ireland, because she says she feels she wants to go around and shake people in the crowd and go, come on, will you? Because it's just not like being at gigs at home. So I think part of it is that connectivity between performers and the audience.
Hello, Dublin!
Irish people have things to say, for better or worse. You know, that Irish people are very good at communicating with one another and very good at using language. And, you know, when you... Jinx Lennon is a really good example. They're somebody who has a lot of things to say, and things to say in a very original way. Another good example is Rubber Bandits, that not only have things to say in the music, but they've kind of... I think they've become... kind of political advocates as well as performing artists as well.
Set up for your hospital, yeah. Going, going, gone.
I need a black man in my crew. Could it be you?
And then there's that streak of creativity that's in all of the arts in Ireland. You know, no matter where you look within the arts, that there definitely is, maybe it's everywhere, maybe that's not unique to Ireland, but we certainly have a unique twist on it. Maybe it's a combination of all those things, you know, that ability that we have with language, that English isn't really our mother tongue, so we use it in a different way than a lot of other English-speaking countries do. So when it comes to creating a lyric to accompany a piece of music, we have an originality there, we have a creative streak that certainly has an original twist to it as well, and we have a very strong connection with the audience and with the people. So when you combine all of those three things, maybe it leads to something that is not only unique but has an element in it of the people, and the people it represents that kind of resonates with other audiences or with other people when they hear it. That would be my take on it, but I could be wrong.
So, it's the connection between Irish audiences and performers that gets in on our national psyche. Or maybe it's a sense of wit. Or perhaps it's because we're a nation of singers. Something is driving this deep need for Irish people to make music. As Mark says, I could be wrong. We could all be wrong. But in the words of one of the great philosophers of our time, Johnny Rotten, who was born in the UK to Irish parents, we could be right.
Could be wrong.
Irish Beats with Rob O'Connor on Beat 102-103.
I always know when you're in the room, you're hotter than a hot thing on the...
Yeah, there you go. That's Wallace Bird and Odom on Irish Beats with Rob O'Connor. Nice reaction to that piece. Got a lovely text in here, which I'll read in a minute, because I better announce the winner to the Heroes and Ghosts competition. Congratulations to Marie Claire Morgan from Kilkenny. You are going to see the Coronas at a secret location in Kilkenny on the 30th of May. And this, of course, was the song I was doing a charade to.
Here we go. Heroes and ghosts, one man's load can break another man's soul. Or am I just...
Heroes or Ghosts? From the Coronas there in Irish Beats with Rob O'Connor. The answer to the very silly charade that I was doing. If you haven't seen it, have a look at the video. I have a Superman apron and then I dress up like a ghost. Say what you see, say what you see, Rob. Alright, I got a great text in here from Tony in Kilkenny. It says... Obviously referring to the piece that I just did in Irish Music. Nothing like the Irish sing-song. Best thing in the world. Do you know what? I can't actually disagree with you there, Tony. When you have a good sing-song, it's just the best crack ever. So there you go. Right, coming up after the break, we're going to have Red the Future live in studio. Going to have some hip-hop in the Beat Studios. Really looking forward to this. I incorrectly identified him as being from Tramore. He's actually from Carlow, so mea culpa, mea culpa. Right, we were talking about King Kong Company. Here's iPop. Irish Beats with Rob O'Connor. It's a Sunday evening. I love that tune. It's a really bouncy version of it. That's King Kong Company, iPop, but a remix as done by DJ Conmac and Marty Guilfoyle. They won actually a remix competition that they did. They also produced their own material as well, which we featured many times on this show. Right, coming up, we're going to have Red the Future live in studio. We're talking Irish hip. We're going to find out what makes this genre of music tick. And we're also going to get some live stuff as well. So I'm really looking forward to this. So stick around here, folks, because it's about to get very, very interesting.
More music.
Beat 102-103.
This is Beat 102, 103 Irish Beats, and we're into the second hour of the show. I'm Rob O'Connor, and I'm here until 10 o'clock. And I've now been joined. I'm not no longer alone in the studio. I now have Mr. Keith Murphy, a.k.a. Red the Future, is here with me. And Keith, I believe you have to give me a rap on the knuckles because I incorrectly identified you as being from Tramore.
I do, but that's cool. That's cool. It's always happening. Yeah, no, I'm not from Tramore. I'm from St. Mullins, a little village in County Carlow.
Okay, I'm sorry for insulting you there. Tramore's a lovely place though, you know.
Oh,
what I mean?
It is.
I don't know St. Mullins, but I'm sure it's lovely as well.
Oh, it is. Deadly little place. Little historic village up there.
Deadly. Okay, right. So, but you are living in Waterford now.
I am, yeah. Right. Myself and Creo Ghost are living in the middle of the city, getting it done, yeah.
Deadly. Okay, right. So, if I identified you as a rapper, would that be insulting? Is that a reductive term?
No, not at all. Not at all. That's a good thing because I don't think anyone on their own or should self-label themselves a rapper. You know what I mean? It kind of gets put onto them. Like it's, they get put on a pedestal when they call a rapper. Like, so I don't think anybody should call themselves a rapper. It's right. Good like that you say to me, are you a rapper? Like, I like that.
Well, no, I mean, the thing is, right, I'm going to show up my own ignorance. This is not a genre of music that I would have deep knowledge. Like, you talk about guitar bands and stuff like that, I tell you, or folk music, I talk to you till the cows come home. Yeah. But hip-hop is not something that I like the really old-school American hip-hop, like the
You grew up with that, like, and stuff.
Yeah, well, that was around, and it's really bouncy, but the kind of the gangster stuff that came out later never really did much for me. But in the last couple of years, the amount of really interesting Irish stuff that's coming out, and not kind of COD stuff. People are doing it in their own accents. They're not putting on fake American accents or fake English accents.
Exactly.
You know, the lyrics are about things that are relevant to society today, Irish society today. And I put you in that bracket.
Deadly. Thanks very much. That's a thing. Like, I think it's... The accent thing is another thing as well that's kind of holding back the scene, but people are growing out of that or whatever.
In what do you mean? Like people don't they don't respond to an Irish accent?
That as well. Like the Irish society, like it was the same in the UK back in the day. They said, it doesn't sound right, an English accent rapping. You know, but now, like, it's one of the biggest scenes going. Like, you know, all the Americans are copying off some of the UK artists now, like.
Yeah.
And it's starting to happen here in Ireland as well, which is good. Like, people are saying, oh, it's not possible, but... We're proof of that's possible. We're here on Beat right now with you, Rob. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's an easy bridge to cross. I won't count your chickens yet.
No, I don't know about that, Rob.
Right, listen. We're talking about music. Let's actually play some music. So this is a track that you brought out a while ago. This is called Lately. It features Creo Ghost.
Yeah.
And there's a video for this, which I posted on the Facebook page as well a little while ago. So we'll have a listen to this, Lately. And you're going to do something live for us as well in a few minutes.
Yeah, I will.
Deli, if you have any questions or anything you want to ask, 085-102-9103. We're also on the WhatsApps and we're on the Twitters and everything.
Text in, lads, text in.
Exactly, and smoke signals and carrier pigeons.
Used to never care about the basics. Could have been another life wasted. But life gave me tests and I aced them. Then I had a dream and I chased it. You're not alone when you feel it giving up. If you wanna make way, be patient. Fear's got us all by the neck some days, so just be brave when you face it. The times we're living in are unforgiving. Can't be caught slipping or I'm set back. Then I'm trapped in a trap trying to get back. Trapped in a trap trying to grasp what I once had. I know I can't have it but I want it. Now I'm haunted by the spirits of me past. But the past is the past, so I have to let it go. And time won't waste, so I have to act fast.
Shout out everyone listening in, yeah? Big up the whole scene. Anybody that showed me love on the way up or supported me, bought music, even looked at it. That's everything. That's the reason I do this. I wouldn't be doing it without you, so big up everybody. That's a wrap, Rob.
That is Red the Future, Say What You Feel, live on the radio. Just as well as after 9 o'clock, lad.
Yeah, I know, yeah, I should have said that beforehand.
Don't worry, man. We'll cross that bridge anyway. Come here, a couple of texts. Deadly tune, Boy the Red, that comes in from Murph. And deadly. Another one, Flow State sounds like an Irish G unit from Dean in Bray.
Yes.
So there you go, right, okay, so I'll have to go with you. I don't know what G unit is, but I'll trust you.
You know 50 Cent's thing, G unit?
No, I haven't a clue. No. I never really been into 50 Cent, to be honest with you. So, but I trust
fair
you.
Point.
Yeah. No. That's just the way it is. Come here, right? Quick question about.